a.m. and time for Kaleidoscope. It's the fourth Tuesday of the month, which happens to be the last Tuesday of the month. But it's time to talk Wyndham Area Health, and Emily Masters is with us. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I don't want to say spring is in the air, but...
Comes and goes.
Yeah, day in, day out. It definitely changes. We did make it through January pretty easy, though.
Yeah, right. And it felt like a really long month, and now here we are, and February is almost over.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So January, a busy month at the hospital?
It was very, very busy. We had met as a board last night and reviewed our financials, and I can go over a little bit of that. We had a very full house most of January, so our inpatient numbers were up. You know, we had flu season and a bunch of surgeries going on, and so it was a busy inpatient month for us. Outpatient as well, you know, all the x-rays and rehab and appointments and all that added up to a really good month for us. So our total operating revenue ended up being about $3.5 million against a budget of $3.3 million.
Oh, okay. Well, that's always good.
Yep. But with high volumes, you also have higher expenses. So
sure.
More staff hours, more equipment, more meds, all that. So we did have some expenses that were higher than we planned. But the total income from operations for January was... $53 million against a budget of $87 million. So insurance adjustments and all that kind of play into that.
Lots of numbers.
Yeah.
Boy.
Well, it's a very busy month. A lot of stuff goes into all the numbers and how you end up. So, for the year though, we're running well. We have a $739 million income from operations against a negative 157, which was a budgeted loss at this point in the fiscal year. So overall, doing really well. You know, babies are always coming and going. We had 10 babies born in January.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah, it fluctuates. We budget for about 8. Sometimes it's 2. Sometimes it's 18.
And sure. Yeah.
You just never know.
Right.
But January is a busy baby month for us as well. We always look at some metrics as well. So what are some quality metrics, not just how busy we are?
Right.
But it was reported last night to our readmission rate, which means if somebody is admitted, goes home, and needs to be brought back, you always want to try to stay below about 5% is our benchmark. And it was reported last night that we're at 3% of a readmission rate, so good quality there. And then I've talked about kind of emergency room transfers before,
right?
That you want those to be fairly low. And ours was 9.9% of a transfer rate. And we've talked about in the past, it's been upwards to almost 18%. Really working on trying to keep people here locally in the hospital when we can. So,
and that, I mean, that is getting more and more to be able to do it just because you guys are constantly expanding and fine-tuning services and things that are needed.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Another thing that's been busy in January is our hyperbaric chambers. We've had 4 patients going through that, and those are... You know, you're there daily getting those treatments, and so that's been busy. We've heard that Avera in Sioux Falls is very busy with their chambers as well. So we've been maybe getting some of that overflow back, and so that's been a great service to keep locally here too.
Let's see, when does the fiscal year end?
We are budgeting right now. So our fiscal year ends in April, begins a new fiscal year in May.
Okay, yeah. So this is kind of the last couple, but boy, it sounds like it's been a very good year.
Yep. And then outside of just financials and volumes, we've got it's Heart Month. So if you've driven by the hospital at night, you see our lights are red for our Heart Month. And one of those things that we're featuring is our heart and vascular screens this year for Heart Month. And that's a cash-based service. So you don't have to have a referral from your doctor. It's just $75 when you show up. You get a CT scan, an ultrasound of your carotid artery and your neck. You get a blood pressure and an EKG. And you get all of that evaluated by a provider, all for $75. So that's a pretty
really
good deal.
Really good deal. Now,
yeah.
At
yep.
this point in the month, is it? Can you still make an appointment?
There is. It is booked out for a little while. But if you don't mind getting, you know, maybe pushed out a month or two and just get it on the calendar, we definitely are still taking those kinds of appointments. So if you call the hospital and at 2400 and get an appointment. And then we just had our foundation gala this last weekend, Be the Light for Mental Health Awareness. And that was very well attended. It was a great evening. The speaker was good. She was she's part of the Vikings team. She's an author for the Vikings, wrote a children's book and really told her story about suffering from a lot of anxiety through her childhood and how that kind of has developed as an adult. So it was very, very good. Lots of good prizes given out, good food.
Everybody had fun.
Everybody had fun. And then the last thing I wanted to mention is we were selected last summer by a group called All Access with Andy Garcia. Andy Garcia is a famous actor. If you don't recognize the name, he was in like Ocean's 11 films, The Godfather. When a Man Loves a Woman, I think, was one of his big hits. But he has a series on public television stations called All Access. And what he does is he features sort of short documentaries, and he narrates them, if you will. And those air on public television. So we were reached out to and selected for that feature. And so we've been working from last fall till now to kind of fine tune what that documentary looks like. And they came here and filmed for a day and interviewed a bunch of our leadership and physicians. And so that's going to be airing on March 30th. Again, it's called All Access with Andy Garcia. And it's on 170 public television stations throughout the country. So we're trying to figure out what local public television stations are going to be airing that.
Yeah.
So we'll let you know when that happens. But that's been really exciting for us. And, you know, to be actually sought out for something like that because of what we're doing and our rural health care is kind of an honor.
Yeah, that in itself is a pat on the back. Mm-hmm. I mean, that the work that's being done is being noticed.
Right. Yeah.
That's exciting.
So
that's March?
March 30th it airs.
Okay.
Yeah. So just watch on our social media and things like that for a little bit more information.
Very
about
good.
When that's
exciting.
Yeah.
So they were only here for a day?
They were here for a good long day.
I'll be darned.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So you'll see shots of the community and community members too as they kind of made their way through town and then obviously inside the hospital as well.
It definitely is something everybody's going to want to watch.
Yeah.
Have you got a chance to preview it?
I have, yeah.
And?
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I would expect nothing less.
It looks very professional and as you'd expect on,
sure.
on public television.
That's very exciting. Yeah. All right, Emily, anything else we need to mention?
Not that I can think of.
Quite a bit going on.
Yeah.
So now we just need spring, and then we'll be set.
Right. Get into those summer activities. Oh, I did want to plug, too. We'll be at the Wyndham Farm and Home Show. We talked about that. You're going to be there as well. And then we, as we're kind of expanding in our region, we're also going to be at the Worthington Women's Expo and then the Fairmont Farm and Home Show, which is a three-day event. So if you want to venture out and get some more events under your belt, we'll be there as well.
Boy, tis the season, isn't it?
Right.
All right. Emily, thank you very much for
coming
in today.
Thanks for having me.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.